Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Last week on July 24, 2017, that marked the 95th anniversary of the Mandate for Palestine issued by the League of Nations, which granted Jews the legal right to establish citizenship in what was then called Palestine, today Israel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. So this year has been an interesting year with regards to Israel's right to the land. The UNESCO, with the United Nations, has issued two resolutions, one saying that in the biblical place called Hebron, which is where Abraham ultimately came, where he and Sarah lived, that is a place that has no connection to the Jewish people or history, which is absolutely absurd. And then they also said that Jerusalem has no connection to Jewish history. It's all Palestinian. I mean, this is absolute nonsense. And yet, we just marked the 95th anniversary of the Mandate for Palestine. I encourage you to read the press release at lc.org. What is the Mandate for Palestine, Matt? It is issued by the League of Nations. The whole area of what was called Palestine, which is now Israel, and it was actually larger at the time than what Israel's borders currently are, that was under, before the Ottoman Empire, but that fell in 1917. The British ultimately had control of that land, and they ultimately wanted to give that land as a home for the Jews, and they issued a Balfour Declaration in 1917. Well, July 24, 1922, the League of Nations, which was the precursor to the United Nations, a group of nations that came together, 63 of them came together. They ultimately began to divide up the Middle East. France and England owned or had control of certain parts of the Middle East. And they ultimately said, through this League of Nations mandate, these are nations now, particularly Great Britain, that had the right to that land, if you will, because they conquered it. They ultimately said, we're going to give this place as a place for the Jews to establish citizenship and a home for the Jews to establish a nation state. That was 95 years ago. So this, Matt, I think, is an appropriate time to acknowledge and remind everybody that not only does Israel have the biblical historic connection to the land going back for thousands of years, but they also have the absolute undisputed legal right to the land coming from not only Great Britain, but also from the League of Nations.
And that's an important thing that people need to understand here. This is a bunch of pounding of the chest by the UN. This UNESCO resolution, they're not legally binding. They're not worth the paper they're written on. Biblically, there is no such thing as Palestine. And under international law, there's no such thing as Palestine. Israel, Jerusalem, belong to the Jews. And that is historically and biblically codified, if you will. But it's also under international law a fact. So the UN here, it's wishful thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and the question that some people might ask is, how did that land of Israel that goes back for thousands of years, and it was in existence during the Roman Empire, how did that land actually become named Palestine up until 1948? Well, it was from 132 AD to 1948 AD that it was called Palestine. Why was it called Palestine? Because in 132 AD, there was the final uprising of the Jews against the Roman Empire called the Bar Kokhba Revolt, and that was crushed by the Roman Empire. They were so infuriated at the Jews. You know, they'd already destroyed the Jewish temple in 70 AD. They went to Masada in 73 AD, and they tried to wipe those people out. They weren't successful. Those individuals all did not give them the satisfaction of being enslaved or killing them. And then the final uprising was 132 AD. After that, as an insult to the Jews, the Roman Empire named the place Palestine, going back to the Philistines, the archenemy of Israel. And that's why they did it. They wanted to disconnect the land from the Jews. So when we're talking about the League of Nations and the name Palestine, that's where that name came from. But 1948, of course, the mandate ultimately expired. It expired in May of 1948. Israel did not pick the fight. What happened is the surrounding nations, when the mandate expired and all of the security forces from these League of Nations, particularly Great Britain, left the area, they ultimately attacked Israel, wanting to wipe the Jews off the map. And to their surprise, Israel succeeded in that 1948 war, and Israel has been an independent nation ever since.
You know, Matt, this is, I'm just listening. This is like such an interesting Israeli history lesson we're getting right here. But it just occurs to me, it seems like 2017 is such a significant year for Israel. You think about the different anniversaries that are happening.
Yeah,
and the way that this administration is finally becoming a friend of Israel and recognizing Israel. Yes, there's been recent unrest and things going on there, but you see how America is starting to step up and be a true friend to Israel and recognizing these different anniversaries and its right to be a state.
Yeah, let's look at some of the anniversaries that are happening in 2017. They're very significant, and another significant one happens next year in 2018. Mm-hmm. You have, first of all, the first anniversary is the 50th year anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem. That was in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go back to this mandate. The mandate was going to give a large portion of the land, bigger than what the current borders were, to Israel, to the Jews. Not to Jordan. Jordan did not have anything to do with Jerusalem. Jordan was originally called Transjordan. Why? Because they were on the other side of the Jordan. They were on the side of the Jordan away from Jerusalem. But what happened was in 1948, after the nations tried to wipe Israel off the map, Jordan pushed into half of Jerusalem. They took over half of Jerusalem. 1967, Jordan and others wanted to destroy Jerusalem again. Israel finally pushed them out of Jerusalem and unified Jerusalem for the first time. So 1967, 2017, 50 years celebrating the unification of Jerusalem. That event was acknowledged, and I was in attendance at the White House.
Wow.
Historic. The second thing is the 95th anniversary of the mandate that gives the legal right to the land to the Jews and citizenship in that land. The third thing is that 2017 is also the 70 years since the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Wow.
Some of the scriptures.
And you will be there in Israel that time too,
and I'll be there
you?
In Israel during that time. You have the oldest scroll of Isaiah, 1,100 years older, which means it goes into the B.C. time periods and rebuts the critics who say, well, Isaiah was rewritten by the church to conform to Jesus as the Messiah. Guess what? 1,100 years, it goes back to about 150 B.C. before Jesus was born, and it's the same Isaiah.
Yeah.
So that criticism is gone. 2017 is also the 100th year celebration anniversary of the 1917 Balfour Declaration. So 50 years of the unification of Jerusalem, 95 years since the mandate giving legal title, 70 years since the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and 100 years since the Balfour Declaration. And the celebration goes on in 2018, the 70th year anniversary of the establishment of the nation of Israel.
So there's true significance for 2017 regarding Israel.
Yes.
Yeah, crazy. And so the anti-Semitic leftists at the UN and around the world can call these parts of Jerusalem Palestine till they're blue in the face, but they might as well call it Never Never Land and say that it belongs to the Lost Boys, because that is as much reality as calling these parts of Jerusalem Palestine and saying that they somehow belong to the Arabs, to Muslims.
It's absolutely ignoring history. It's obviously anti-Semitic. That's the only thing. I think it's spiritual because it's absolutely ignoring history. The League of Nations was the precursor to the United Nations. It was dissolved on April 16, 1946, and the United Nations was created to take its place. So this was a group of nations that came together and they acknowledged legal right to this land by the Jews. So when a UN or UNESCO says the Jews have no right to it, it's absolutely absurd. Or, you know, when there's tension anywhere where people are questioning Israel, biblically, historically, and legally, it's indisputable they have the right to the land. Actually, they have a right to greater land than what the Israeli borders currently are. But they clearly have a right to the land within those Israeli borders. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a trip to Israel coming up in October, and we hope that you can be on it. Seating is very, very limited. lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.